Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Irmo, South Carolina. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, a wholly owned company of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of the South Carolina Business Review. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So tell us what's happening in your world today.
One of the things that I've missed a lot through this pandemic has been the absence of live concert venues. Love to go out to a restaurant and follow it up with going and seeing a live concert. So it's been heartening to hear of some of these arts organizations that are finding ways to have live in-person concerts again. They're combining it with virtual and live. But hopefully over the next several months, we'll be able to get out and see some more live music.
These cultural activities, of course, are a big part of what businesses call quality of life and why they like to locate in particular areas. But of course, I'm sure everybody totally understands this current situation.
Yes. Yeah, I've always felt like the arts are just such an important driver for city to attract talent, retain talent. I was speaking to the people at Charleston Jazz Orchestra, and over the next several months, they're doing concerts with an option of virtual and in person at the Firefly Distillery. They're having socially distanced, safe gatherings, and the orchestra will be performing. I'm talking to people at Harbison Theater here in Columbia, also the South Carolina Philharmonic. They are looking at having in-person concerts over the next several months and through and into the spring. So that's at least the plans. I know it's been a real challenge for them.
I've been seeing some of this too, and I see where a lot of times the venue is trying to separate people into little coves to be able to do this.
Yes, I saw one where literally inside the theater, rows that were roped off to separate people. It would be difficult economics to bring in a concert that was going to cost a certain price and to only be able to fill up one third of the venue. So I've heard that a lot of concerts are saying, hey, listen, can you play two times? There's a movement really to get the band to play at 3 o'clock and also at 7 o'clock to allow more people to get into the venue and see the live music. So they want to open up, want to get back to live music and just still having to be creative in their approach.
And be safe. Well, what else are you seeing right now, Alan?
Well, I did see something that, you know, was a bit of a concern is that statewide construction starts have decreased rather significantly, and obviously in the first half of 2020. Construction is just such a key driver for our economies and our cities across the state. But we do still see a lot of announcements. In downtown Columbia, there's $200 million of planned construction is going to take place. You know, there's an announcement in the upstate that the largest bank headquartered in South Carolina, which is Southern First Bank, is building a new 107,000 square foot headquarters in Greenville. And huge news, obviously, out of the Lowcountry in Charleston with Boeing planning to consolidate 787 production in South Carolina carries a lot of momentum and positivity for the South Carolina economy.
Well, Alan, we have just about a minute left. What else can you share with us today?
Late last week, there was an announcement that 5,600 acres in central South Carolina has been put up forward with a conservation easement. It's an amazing partnership between the conservation groups, Congaree Land Trust, the Conservation Fund, the Army National Guard. But this is putting 5,600 acres east of Fort Jackson into a conservation easement where the property owners maintain ownership of the property, but it's permanently protected for green space in central South Carolina. And I think those types of announcements are also very good for business, for attracting people and talent to the state. We were talking about that. Having a lot of green space and protected space is also very important.
Well, Alan, as always, thanks for the update.
As always, thanks for having me.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, a wholly owned company of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of the South Carolina Business Review. And we will have links to Alan's business news websites posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.